Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So the Mishnah keeps on talking about the din that a field has to have at least three trees that produce X amount of fruit in order for the whole field to be considered a tree field, and therefore only if it has at least three trees in a Beisa'ah, and each of those trees produces a certain amount of fruit, only then are you allowed to plow the entire field up until Shavuos of the sixth year. Shlosha ilanu shal shlosha. Let's say you do have a field that's a Beisa and has three different trees, but the three different trees belong to three different people, meaning it belongs to it's within a Beisa of each other, but all the land belongs to three different people. It doesn't depend on ownership, and therefore it's perfectly fine. That would still count as a tree field. You're still allowed to plow the entire Beisa for the sake of those trees. We don't look at it as like three random trees growing on their own. No, they're all growing in proximity to each other, so that is a field of trees. So in order for it to be called a field of trees, you also have to have, they have to be dispersed or distanced from each other a certain amount. How much? Remember we discussed a couple of days ago whether they have to be evenly dispersed, and we said they don't have to be evenly dispersed throughout the Beis Sa'ah, but there does have to, they can't be so bunched up that they're one right on top of the other, so there has to be some space. How much space between them? Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kadeshia Bakar Ovar Bekelev. Enough space for the cattle to pass through in between the trees with all the equipment that cattle have when it plows. So just enough space to allow two oxen with the yoke that's on its back to be able to pass between the trees, and we assume that that's four amos. So if there's less than four amos between the trees, then the trees aren't going to grow in the right way anyway, and the field is not considered to be a tree field, and you wouldn't be able to plow the entire field anyway on account of those trees. Mishnah Vav, so we just talked about plowing fields that have fully grown trees during the sixth year, but there is a din in Torah Shebal Peh, Ahalach L'Moshe Misinai, that when you have new saplings, young trees, then it has a totally different halacha. So when do we assume that new saplings, a field with just young saplings, can be plowed during the year prior to Shemitah? Eser Netios, this is Ahalach L'Moshe Misinai, called Eser Netios. Eser Netios Mefuzaris B'toch Beisa. If you have 10 Netios, Netios are saplings, are young, very young trees, growing in a Beisa, Chorshin Kol Beisa B'Shvilan, Al Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow the entire area, the entire Beisa, not just until Shavuos of Erev Shemitah, but all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. We learned when it comes to a field of real, big, fully grown trees. So, okay, if you have enough trees, and the trees are big enough, you're allowed to plow the entire field until Shavuos of Erev Shemitah. But over here, when you're dealing with saplings, you're allowed to plow the, if you have enough saplings, there are 10 saplings in a Beisa, you're allowed to plow the entire field all the way until Rosh Hashanah. Hayu asuyos shura umukafos hatara. But if the saplings weren't growing throughout the whole field, they were growing in one straight line, or they were surrounded by some sort of fence. Atara means a fence over here, even though normally atara means a crown, but that's what it means. It's crowned by a fence. Ein chor shalem el litzarka. Then you can plow only what the trees, what those baby trees actually need. You know, it wouldn't be allowed to plow the entire field, because if you plow the area past where that line of saplings or past where the fence is, then it looks like you're just stomp plowing a field during Shemitah, and that's a field in advance of Shemitah, and that you're not allowed to do. Meaning, if there's a fence separating it from the rest of the field, then there's no way you're going to be allowed to plow the rest of the field. So to quickly review what we did today, we're going to make it a shorter shiur today. I'm a bit of a rush. So in Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you have three trees but they belong to three different people, they're still mitzdarif with each other, and you can still plow the whole area in between them, and the spacing of the trees has to be at least four amos apart from each other. And then we learned that when it comes to immature trees, when it comes to saplings, if you have 10 within a Beisa, you're allowed to plow the entire Beisa all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, unless there's some physical barrier or some obvious physical way that it's separated from the rest of the field. Then you're not going to be allowed to plow beyond what the trees directly are in need of.